KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy now and 52 degrees. We look for skies to be partly sunny to partly cloudy today. A slight chance of rain this afternoon. A high of 72. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Three Pottawatomie County residents were arrested on drug charges this morning in Fremont County. The sheriff's office reports deputies conducted an investigation into the delivery of illegal narcotics that resulted in the arrest of 33-year-old Benjamin Franks, 57-year-old Joyce Franks, and 51-year-old Mark Pike, all of Council Bluffs. Each was charged with delivery of methamphetamine. Benjamin Franks, who was also charged with possession of meth, was wanted on warrants out of Council Bluffs and Montgomery County. Mark Pike was also wanted on warrants out of Council Bluffs. Both were being held in the Fremont County Jail on $100,000 cash bond. Joyce Franks was being held in Montgomery County Jail also on $100,000 bond. Well, the week of October 24th through the 31st is known as Red Ribbon Week. The Red Ribbon campaign was started when drug traffickers in Mexico City murdered DEA agent Enrique Kiki Camarena in 1985. The incident began the continuing tradition of displaying red ribbons as a symbol of intolerance towards the use of drugs. The mission of the Red Ribbon campaign is to present a unified and visible commitment toward the creation of a drug-free America. Athletic Middle School Builder Club Stand, which is students taking action now for a difference, in collaboration with their school, the Kiwanis, Elks Club Drug Awareness Program, and KJAN, had planned a week of activities and education to students and their families. Fact or fiction sheets will be given to middle schoolers, information they can use to answer questions about drug and alcohol use. The red ribbons will be on display on the school lawn today. Informational messages were recorded at KJAN by Builder Club members Cody Russell, Emma Joyce, Camilla Colton, Abby Evans, and Ethan Simmons. They'll be heard throughout the week in the middle school and on KJAN. Sioux City Public School District officials say that if voters reject a proposed tax levy later this year, the district could be forced to axe plans to build a new elementary school. The Sioux City Journal reports that a special election on December 2nd seeks a special levy to raise $45 million over 10 years to help fund several new elementary schools and renovate Sioux City's three high schools. School officials say the special levy is needed as a 1 cent sales tax for school infrastructure is set to expire in 2018. Superintendent Paul Gausman said four new schools remain to be funded, including Bryant Elementary School, set to open in 2020. He says the district only has enough money to build two or three of the projects. Woodbury County officials say a county supervisor sentenced to 30 days in jail for domestic assault has said he will resign his position. 44-year-old David Tripp told the chairman of the Woodbury County Board of Supervisors he'll resign. Tripp's promise came on Friday, the same day that Tripp was scheduled to turn himself into the Monona County Jail to serve his sentence. Tripp, a former jailer, was charged after firing a gun into the air outside of his home in December, near his wife, who was not hurt. His attorney has said Tripp is being treated for alcohol abuse and is seeing a psychiatrist after being diagnosed with depression. Tripp was elected in 2010. His term was set to expire in January. Officials of the Iowa DNR report a man from Remsen was seriously injured on the first day of the pheasant hunting season Saturday. 18-year-old Ross A. Ahrens was crossing a creek and handing his shotgun to another member of his hunting party when the gun discharged, striking him in the abdomen at around 8:45 a.m. in rural Plymouth County. Ahrens was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. A report on his condition is not available. The Iowa DNR is investigating the incident. Iowa Democrats gathered Saturday night for a fundraiser in downtown Des Moines, while at the same time, Republicans in Iowa gathered at a Des Moines suburb for Republican Governor Terry Branstad's campaign fundraiser. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the big name for Branstad's birthday bash, used most of his 15-minute speech to blast President Obama. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, was the keynote speaker at the Iowa Democratic Party's Jefferson Jackson Day dinner. On Sunday at noon, Iowa Democrats launched a tour designed to hold an event in each of Iowa's 99 counties within 24 hours. The blitz will conclude with a rally in Davenport at 10 a.m. today featuring Vice President Joe Biden. Also on Sunday, Republican House Speaker John Boehner campaigned with David Young, the GOP candidate in Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. Boehner plans to campaign with Republican Rod Blum in the 1st District and Marionette Miller Meeks in the 2nd District today. Senator Charles Grassley will make 8 campaign stops with GOP Senate candidate Joni Ernst today, plus Arizona Senator John McCain and Florida Senator Marco Rubio are due to campaign with Ernst this week as well. And on Wednesday, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will headline 2 campaign rallies in eastern Iowa for Bruce Braley, the Democrat running for U.S. Senate, and then her husband will campaign here for Braley on Saturday. A new Iowa clean water rule designed to increase inspections of livestock farms and provide stricter enforcement over manure spills is now in effect after a year of hearings and deliberations by government agencies. The rule, which took effect Wednesday, establishes new inspection and permit procedures. It does not impose mandatory permits for farms that repeatedly spill manure, a measure some environmental groups, including Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, want. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources signed a deal with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last year to develop the new rule after the EPA threatened to take over federal Clean Water Act enforcement if state officials didn't do more. The federal agency says the rule meets its requirements, but Iowa CCI says it's still too weak. Water quality is a key issue in this year's race for state ag secretary. State leaders, including Republican State Ag Secretary Bill Northey, have been encouraging farmers to voluntarily adopt new practices that will reduce fertilizer runoff and soil erosion. Sherry Taha, the Democrat who is running against Northey in this November, says the voluntary approach isn't working. Northey says making certain conservation practices mandatory could be a significant expense and might not ensure the right steps are taken based on things like the type of soil and drainage patterns that are unique for every field. Northey's department has been handing out cost-sharing grants to Iowa farmers for conservation practices. Taha says there should be more focus on soil health. She points to what's happening in Iowa's largest public drinking water system. In 2013, the Des Moines Water Works saw record nitrate concentrations in the Des Moines and Raccoon Rivers, and the utility reports nitrate levels last month set a new record. Taha, an artist who's from Des Moines, is commissioner of the Polk County Soil and Water Conservation District. Northey, who's from Spirit Lake, is a corn and soybean farmer who was first elected state ag secretary in 2006. And that is a check of the news on KJAN, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.